Welcome back to another episode of Generic Commander, where we are the most generic commander you could find on the most generic website on the internet. Yeah, that's it. That's the intro this time.
Yeah, we're just going to go with that, are we?
Yeah, we're going to go with that.
Okay.
That's all right, really selling it here, bud.
All right.
This week's episode isn't very generic at all, though, because it comes from Jolly's brain, which you know means it's crazy.
Pretty weird, yeah.
Each of us were responsible for picking five cards that all four of us had to put in our commander decks. So 20% of all the decks are going to be the same. So none of us have any idea what the other 80 cards are in the deck. Well, I guess 79, because now we know who each other's commanders are. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. And all the preview you're going to get is the commander we're playing and the five cards we each chose. So, Jolly, what commander are you playing, and what five cards did you choose?
Today I'm playing Ruka Morel, the biologist. She's like an arcane adaptation in the command zone that cares about slivers and also not slivers at the same time. So that's pretty cool. And the cards I picked is that I, and me and Jarvis had the opposite idea here, I decided to put everything in the same one color, so that it wouldn't mess up anybody's deck building things that much. So every card I picked was red, and I just picked cards that are like interesting value cards that I've always wanted to run, but I have not. So I have a Power Balance, which is a red enchantment that lets you cast stuff for free, maybe if you get lucky. A Radiant Performer can copy a single target spell or ability for every other possible target that it could have. Prisoner's Dilemma. It's a 5-mana red sorcery that Jarvis hates, where each opponent has to make secret choices, which is really stupid to do online, that can potentially deal out a bunch of damage or hardly any. Transforming Flourish. It has Demonstrate. It's an instant. Lets people cast stuff for free. Very fun for me. And Lava Brink Floodgates, which is a mana rock that can also be a board wipe. And that's what I picked. I actually, for some reason in that part of the deck or this challenge, I went really easy on everybody and everybody else kind of went dick mode. So speaking of dick mode, Russ, what did you do?
So I chose for my five cards. Everybody, like Jolly, I thought about you, buddy. Like, I'm like,
you did think about me.
I'm like, Jolly's going to love the shit out of this. Mesmeric Orb. Every time you untap a permanent, you mill one card per untap. Sir Conrad. Whenever a creature enters the battlefield, or I'm sorry, enters the graveyard or dies, deal one damage to each opponent. Also with Sir Conrad, if it leaves your graveyard, one damage to each opponent. That may or may not come in with this deck build.
I've also feeling any viewer of this channel knows what Sir Conrad does. Yep.
Captain DeGroth, Rob, Tasha's Hideous Laughter, of course, mill, what is it, half your deck rounded up. And Bruvac, the Grand Eloquent. It's mill, baby. It's your standard mill pill. It's lots of mill, and it's fun mill.
Tasha's mills to exile based on mana value.
Not to mana value. I'm like, not half your library. That's the wrong card, Russ.
Well, if you're running low to the ground, it might be.
Right? Yeah, it might be. So, the best thing when your opponent rolls up with a Lurrus Companion, you got a Tasha's in hand, like,
baby.
Yeah.
And of course, and my commander is Horde of Nations. It is a 5/5 Vigilance Trample Haste. For Wooburg, I may pay an elemental card, play a target elemental card from the graveyard without paying its mana cost. Don't worry about it. I'm taking a page from Hans' book.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Meanwhile, you're going to have to worry about me, guys, because I decided to just go, like, I'm going to just accept the fact that, like, anyway, I went Progenitus as my commander. I'm not going to explain more. Progenitus is just a phenomenal, like, five color thing if you can cast it. There's really no like build around with it. It's just, it is what it is. The cards that I selected for my five cards, there is an old build around from OG Kamigawa that is terrible. and therefore I love it. And I decided I was going to inflict it on all of these fine gentlemen. So there is a card in Champions of Kamigawa called the Unspeakable, which is a 6/7 for 9. So you know it's good.
Six seven.
And whenever the Unspeakable deals combat damage to a player, you may return an arcane card from your graveyard to your hand. So you're like, what's an arcane card? I hear all of you asking. Fun fact, they've been around for 20 years. Arcane is a subtype that's on instants and sorceries that were only from champions, or for only from the Kamigawa block. And none of them, aside from like Kodama's Reach or Lava Spike, were particularly good. So, yeah. And actually, I'm pretty sure they printed Cultivate after Kodama's Reach because they didn't want to deal with Arcane ever again. And they were like, we like this spell, but we need a non-Arcane version. In any event, the Unspeakable is just silly. But don't worry. There is a way that you can cheese the Unspeakable onto the battlefield without having to pay 9 for it. And it's with a series of cards that are all blue Arcane. I think they're all instants. I could be mistaken, but regardless, they're basically just card draw spells, such as Sift Through Sands, which you see on the screen here. There's also Peer Through Depths and Reach Through Mists, which are all similar in how they work, where they're like relatively inexpensive cards. I think there's a 1, 2, and a 3 drop in them, and they basically just draw you cards. Like Sift Through Sands, for example, you draw 2 cards and then discard a card. That's it, as an instant for 3. That's fine, but like it's not great. However, if you've cast Peer Through Depths, Reach Through Mists, and Sift Through Sands, all in the same turn, with Sift Through Sands being the last one that you cast, you get to search your library for a card named The Unspeakable and just put it directly onto the battlefield. So in order for this to work, you need to draw those 3 specific arcane cards and have The Unspeakable still in your deck. And the payoff for that is a 6/7 that can bring those card draw spells that are all kind of overpriced back to your hand. Anyway. It's terrible, and I love it. And I also threw Toils of Night and Day in there, which is another just crappy arcane spell, just because I thought it'd be funny. So all my
but they're all blue.
Spells,
they're all blue. So we were on the same page.
I got you, baby. So yeah. So that was mine. So do the Unspeakable, everybody.
And yeah, I'm the one that fucked everything up.
Yeah, you did.
If it was the 3 of them, we could all play Grixis Commanders and not have anything to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want a little bit of a different way on how I chose my 5 cards. For the first 4 cards, I picked cards that reminded me of each of us. For Jolly, I picked Possibility Storm because, you know, he loves his chaos, and that card is a pain in the ass to go and resolve, but it's a ton of fun. So pretty much whenever you cast a spell, you don't actually get that spell. You go and unveil cards from the top of your library until you get a spell that shares a type with it, and you get that spell instead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tons of fun. For Russ, I picked Tobalar from Innistrad Midnight Hunt because that was the first commander that Russ ever played with me. And I think that was his first commander ever.
It was my first commander ever, and it was awful, god-awful.
It is a werewolf lord that also draws you cards when werewolves deal combat damage. For Ham, I picked Colossus Hammer. If you've seen our logo, Ham has a Colossus Hammer. And I'm not telling you what that does because you should pay attention to Modern Hammer Time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I picked Peer into the Abyss because I love that spell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 7 mana, see half my library. I don't give a fuck about half my life, but I get to see half my library. And here's where it went off the rails. I couldn't think of the 5th card to pick. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to force everyone to be 5 color. So I picked Leyline of the Guild Pact. Leyline of the Guild Pact is the Leyline from Murders at Karlov Manor. It's 5 colors. Every land has every basic land type. Every permanent is every color. So yeah,
and
playing 5 colors.
Yeah, and apropos of that, I have a pregame action.
I also have a Leyland pregame action.
Let's go.
I do not have a pregame action, and now I feel sad.
Oh, sucks to suck.
Yeah.
And my commander that I chose is Morophon the Boundless. Morophon is actually the first commander I ever built for myself. Modern Horizons 1. What a time. has Changeling.
The beginning of the end. Yep.
When he enters the battlefield, you choose a creature type. And creatures, spells are the chosen type. So yes, typal spells or kindred spells also get discounted this way because spells are the chosen type. Get reduced by Wooburg, but it can't reduce the generic cost.
Mm-mm.
And other creatures you control of the type also get +1/+1.
Seems
so now
good.
now that they all got to play before me, I want to take my turn.
You can try. Draw.
I thought I cut you.
That's a good start to the episode.
I'll do a great start.
Well, no, it's a card that I told Ham and Russ that I cut before the game started, and then it's in my hand. But I'm going to play a Zagoth Triome and tap. Tapped and then pass.
I thought you were just making a Fallout Boy reference.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
That's a Fallout Boy reference?
Okay. All right, so what's better than a Leyline of the Guild Pact? A turn one command tower that is also able to tap for every type of mana I could need. Go ahead, Russ.
I'm going to play a Windswept Heath. I'm going to tap it, crack it, lose a life, and go get a forest.
Very good.
And pass my turn. Oops.
All right. I'm going to play out a forest that is every basic land type and pass.
God damn you guys.
Yeah.
Next
turn. Yeah, Guild Pact is really nice if you can get it in the
You know what? I should have did this in a different way, but I'm going to play Jetmir's Garden and pass.
All right. Upkeep. Draw. What do we got here? Okay. I'm going to play a Spire Garden, which will enter untapped because I have two or more opponents. And we're going to pay two mana. And I'm going to cast a, Boughagen, the Wise Elder. It's a 1/3 with reach, and it's a mana dork. At the beginning of my upkeep, if I control a creature with power 7 or greater, I draw a card. Go ahead, Russ.
All right.
It's a human shaman.
All right, so we're going to play.
Don't worry about it.
A Secluded Courtyard. For turn, I'm going to name Elemental.
That tracks.
And tap for a green to play a Elf of Deep Shadow. Stop it.
Ooh.
I tap it to add one black to my mana pool, and I deal one damage to myself because I like punching myself in the face, apparently. And pass.
Okay. I'm going to rock out of Plains. That is every basic land type, and pass that crap.
Hiya. I'm going to play a Rejuvenating Springs. And then, I don't think Russ went over this, but this is one of Russ's includes as well, Bruvac, the Grand Eloquent.
Mm-hmm.
If an opponent would mill one or more cards, they mill twice that many cards instead.
Very nice. Yeah. He went over it. He just didn't explain what it did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
yep.
Then I'll pass.
The ultimate mill commander.
Now you know what it does.
Oh, I drew into something I like a lot. I guess I'm going to do both of these.
So I did almost make this a five-color advisors list because of this, but that's not the way I went.
I'm going to play Sea of Clouds. It enters untapped for the same reason as last time. We're going to pay two. Is there a way to... I guess like this. Bow? We're going to foretell a card.
Ooh.
For
two
mana.
And then also for two mana... We're gonna Mesmeric Orb.
Oh, get it. Snap.
So now whenever we untap something, we're gonna mill that many cards. So
except the three of you will mill twice that many cards.
Yep. Because of your Brewback.
Sick.
Awesome.
Get it,
so I'm gonna make an infinite token to just jot that this is the Foretell zone, but other than that, I'm done. So Russ, you now get to mill two cards.
All right, so untap, upkeep, mill a Risen Reef, and a
Power Balance.
Power Balance.
No,
then I draw my
power
card.
Power Balance in action.
All right.
A Fort L, I get it.
Thank you. I'm very stupid.
No, you're the smart one.
Now, remember that got retconned last week because I lost the game or something. I can't remember.
I'm going to play Aspara's Headquarters Tapped. Lucky me. And then you know what? Fuck it. We ball. Mesmericorp.
Yes! Let's go!
I'm oddly totally okay with this. All right.
Passed my turn.
Everything's good. That's happening now.
All right. I'm not untapping anything yet, so I'm just going to chill. I'm going to pay. Okay, I'm going to play a mountain, which is every basic land type. And then I'm going to point out the fact that I was aware that a heavy mill package was going to be present in all three of these decks. So I'm going to go ahead and tap three and play a Crucible of Worlds.
There
and
you
then
go.
Pass the turn.
You get the tech.
Okay, so I have to mill six. So
I'm meta this pretty
get
hard. I'm
to
not
mill
gonna
six. Oh, I also
you
did
get
a little
to
bit
six.
Of meta. You have to. Mm-hmm. You have to.
Peer through, peer through depths.
No!
Mirror Entity.
No, you're not going to Unspeakable.
Exotic Orchard. Cavern of Souls.
Yep.
Ajuka Bog. Oh. Oh,
I think it is.
And a Skeletal Changeling.
Okay.
Ignore my changelings.
No.
I am going to go to combat, and I'm going to swing at him for one.
All right. Ow.
I'm then going to go and pay two life for this Watery Grave to come in untapped. Hi-ya. Then I'm going to do something that I think is stupid, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to pay one and two to web-sling out this Urban Retreat.
Let's go!
The Urban Retreat is the tricolor, one of the tricolor lands from the Spider-Man set.
Kind of sick,
white,
though. Kind of sick,
and a blue.
Though.
It's ramp. It's two-mana ramp.
It's ramp.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, nothing wrong with that. That's great.
Lavinia Azorius Renegade. So Lavinia Azorius Renegade. Each opponent can't cast non-creature spells with mana value greater than the number of lands that player controls. And if an opponent would cast a spell and they don't spend any mana to cast it, it gets countered.
Yeah.
And then I will pass.
Fascinating. All right, next turn, untap, upkeep, draw. So, I get to mill, so that's, is it 16?
Rubek's,
no,
Rubek's
not anymore.
Rubek's gone now.
Okay, so it's just 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's actually before I redraw this.
Yeah, 8 one at a time, yeah.
So, Ignoble Hierarch in the graveyard.
That's
weird. The second thing was, yeah, I'll put them up here first. So, this, we have Knight of New Alara, where each other multicolored creature I control gets +1/+1 for each of its colors. Power Balance, Morphic Pool, Xenos Yae Galvis. Biophagus, Sir Conrad, and the Unspeakable. Oh no. And then I draw my card for turn. Oh, okay. We're gonna play a Reflecting Pool.
By the way, Lavinia is the card that I told Ham and Rust that I cut. Apparently, I didn't.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, that. Totally. That actually just totally shut me down.
I did cut three fairy, though.
Well, that's good.
Appreciate that. Because that's just a douche move. That card is awful. Yeah.
I'll get my graveyard fixed after I cast this thing. One, two, three. I'm going to cast a Jill. Shiva's Dominant. When she enters, I return up to one other target non-land permanent to its owner's hand. I will bounce Lavinia.
Oh, I'll just recast that next turn.
That's okay. Everybody gets a rotation without having to worry about it. And then, do I want to do anything for two?
Just don't cheat on your mana cost.
But I like cheating.
Wait, what?
Cheating on my mana cost is one of my favorite things. Okay, that'll be it for now. Go ahead, Russ, while I try to figure out what's going on with my...
So I'm going to untap three. I'm going to discard a Possibility Storm. Damn it. A swamp, ugh. And a transforming flourish.
Well, you go six, to my graveyard. There are two orbs.
Oh, that's right.
There's two orbs.
I forgot. So we got also Colossus Hammer. Damn it. Omnath Locus of Rage. And oh no, the Unspeakable.
Damn all it! The
builder,
come on.
All the builder rounds are getting to the grave.
Right.
That's good. People can see them better.
Yeah, we're showing them off. They're in here. I promise.
I'm gonna play a Plains for turn.
Nice.
We're gonna tap. Hang on. Do I got it? Do I have Wooburg?
I realized I actually do have Wooburg.
That's nice.
Five. Got black. Got blue here.
And if you chose elemental, you have red there.
And I'm good there. So then, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck it, we ball. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For Yarok, the Desecrated. 3/5 with Death Touch and Lifelink. If a permanent entering the battlefield causes a triggered ability of a permanent I control to trigger, that ability triggers an additional time.
Very good.
That seems decent.
One of the better elementals, I think.
It's up there. Yeah.
It could be better.
Could be better, but it's pretty good.
If it's and then I'm going to pass.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and untap these three lands prior to the draw, so I get to mill six cards.
There you go.
We have a Tatiova Benthic Druid, Chromatic Lantern, Ethereal Haze, Bloodstained Mire, Swamp, and Rogren Triome. All right.
And now one of us is
my land for turn. I'm gonna play off of Crucible, and I think I'm going to play this Swamp, because basics are cool like that when they can tap for every color.
Hell yeah. That's your fault. We're in here because of you!
I love this too, because this mana base actually has all of the Triomes and all of the fetch lands and all of the shock lands, and I'm drawing all my basics, which makes me very happy. So, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play an arcane favorite of mine. I'm not going to do the thing I normally do with it. I'm just going to play Desperate Ritual. So it's, one in a red, and now I generate three red into my mana pool. I'm not splicing this onto anything. I'm just going to cast it. So I now have three red, and then I'm going to tap two black, and I'm going to be that guy. I wasn't going to be that guy, but Russ literally forced me to put this in the deck, so I'm not going to not play Sir Conrad with
no.
The orbs down. This is a game of generic commander, y'all. I'm just going to do the thing. I would not have put this in this deck, for the record. I'm also a firm believer Sir Conrad should be on the fucking game changer list. It has definitively changed every single game I have ever seen it resolve in. I have never not seen this card be a gigantic problem. I don't understand why it's not on the game changer list.
Well, it's and only good against if in a creature focused setting, and luckily we're not creature focused.
But I always play creature focused at all times. So anyway, I'm gonna go. Yeah, creature focused graveyard decks. So,
I think I play like 36
for me, this card
creatures.
Is the most powerful card ever printed. Oh my god! So anyway, at uncommon no less. And
Let's
with that,
see how good it's about to be.
I shall pass this turn, Jarvis. Treat yourself. What are we working with?
Okay, so we have an island, a Risen Reef.
That's one.
A Shield Bang. Of Velis Vel. A Colossus Hammer.
Boo!
A Shielders of the Apocalypse.
Yay!
Two things,
A Moth Dust Changeling.
Three things,
A Valiant Changeling.
Four.
A Path of Ancestry. A Masked Vandal.
Five.
And a Training Center.
So we lose five. 1, 2, 3, 4,
everybody
five.
But me loses five. Pew, pew.
Easy
one,
peasy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Dick was mode engaged. All right.
Did I lose five? What was mine before? Yeah, that's five. Okay, good. I'm like, did I count right? Have you guys picked up on what my theme is yet?
I think I got it figured out.
So it's the changeling deck? Yeah, very nice.
It is.
Yeah, shapeshifter changelings. I can respect that.
I'm going to play the Savai Triumph tapped. So, for my deck, I took heavy inspiration from Tomer's typo list.
I'm here for it.
I said I was going to recast Lavinia, but now that you guys know what I'm doing, I kind of want to do that instead.
Well, I also think that there's potential for that to only stop us from getting rid of the Sir Conrad.
How does that stop you from getting rid of the Sir Conrad? As long as you're not cheating on the cost of spells, you're fine.
Well, I know. What I'm saying is if I have like a 5-mana board wipe and I don't draw land, I won't be able to cast it.
Well, maybe you should have put more lands in your deck.
That's fair. That's on me. If you want to cast Lavinia, you can. I like Lavinia.
I think I might do something else since now you guys know the stick because I think it's going to be funny. But no. I have two plays. I have a play that now you know the stick that I can do, or I have the play that I can put Bruvac and Lavinia back in play.
Well, I saw Bruvac already and Lavinia, so a third thing I haven't seen is the thing that interests me the most.
I am curious now. Because he also said it was the funny thing.
I didn't say it was the funny thing. Well, it is a funny thing because of what I can do. I want to play a Miro Rigiri.
Okay.
Whenever you play a Merfolk spell, you may tap or untap target permanent. That I can see how this might be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
then
I want to play an Amoeboid Changeling.
Nice. What are you tapping or untapping?
I want to tap Jolly's Mesmericorb.
But I could have attacked Tam. it has been tapped.
But I want to make you go and mill one more. Well, two more.
Two more.
I can do that on my own.
But I'm helping you.
That's fair. I do get to mill more.
Yes. Yeah, an Amoeboid Changeling is a shapeshifter that has all creature types. And it can just give all creatures, the target creature, all creature types until end of turn, or make it that creature has no creature types until end of turn. And look at it. It's just a silly little guy.
That's true.
Ready to throw hands. Yeah. And I want to pass turn. If you want to call those hands.
Alrighty. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I get to mill 8. So let's see what we
got. You do get to mill 8. It's true.
Peter Parker. Training Center. Swamp. This the cool one. Transforming Flourish. The World Tree. The Emperor of Palamasia.
Two.
Henry Wu, the engine geneticist.
Three.
And the Three Tree City, so three.
See, I thought about putting Three Tree City in the deck, but I think it's bad when your deck has more than three colors or more.
That's okay. I don't care if you think that. I'm going to drop my card for 10.
It only taps for one color, Jolly.
Yeah, well, so's your mother. let's see. Okay.
You say that. I was going through a book with my daughter today that had letters and associated an animal with each of the letters. And for W, they did whale. And I said, and that's your mom. Because, you know, your mom jokes.
Unfortunately, I think I just have to pass.
I think that's great. I love that.
Just have to pass.
I get to mill 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 cards. Yay, me. Ooh,
yes. Hooray.
Island.
No, I'm bringing him a little lower, Russ.
Okay, hang on. There we go. Island. Creeping Trailblazer.
One.
Animar, Soul of Elements. Lava Brink Floodgates. Gates.
No.
Forest. Reflecting Pool. Primal Beyond. Stomping Grounds. Thank you. Lands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Two more.
You have a lot of lands in this pocket. Holy shit.
Crucible of Worlds or Conduit of Worlds.
Which would have been nice with all those lands going to the graveyard. Holy nuts!
And in Datha Trio.
Was that all only right, two creatures in that pile?
Two creatures, and then nothing but lands and a card that lets you play lands from the graveyard. You have
Then I draw my card.
Yup.
Alright, so I am going to shock in. You'll like this. I think you guys will respect this. I'm going to shock in a breeding pool.
You don't know what I respect. Shock.
I said you might. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Russ, did you take the 2 pings from Conrad?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to play 5. Oh, wait, I might change up now. So I could tap for 6. Now, you know what? Nope, I'm staying with my original plan. Timeless Lotus. It enters the battlefield tapped, but you tap it for Wooburg.
Oh, nice. Okay. You have a Death Touch Lifelinker.
I do have a Death Touch Lifelinker.
Drawn here.
And I don't think Ham will block. So, Ham, I'm going to swing at you for 3.
Yo. Yeah, I'll take 3.
And I will gain 3. Hiya.
Yeah, or offering the trade with Conrad. Yeah, that would, yeah, fair.
And you take me hiya.
To the place where I must be. I don't know the words. And I passed.
No, that was right.
Clearly.
That sounded right.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyone I've ever seen do this song in karaoke, it sounded exactly like that.
I'm going to untap these, and I get to mill 8. Regrowth, Spar's Headquarters, Zeotor's Proving Grounds, Breeding Pool.
What is with these
Folio
pockets?
Fancies.
Hilarious.
Steam Vents, Arid Mesa, and then Peer Through Depths. Yeah,
not a single creature in that. Whoa!
Yeah.
Ham does play like 40 lands in all his decks, so him hitting that many lands in a row doesn't surprise me, but still.
Yeah, that's not super weird. That's not super weird for me. So I should play one of these lands out of my yard, I think.
I should have played River Churn Monument in this deck.
Can you take me
or Singularity Rupture? To go with the other mill?
I don't have Singularity Rupture, but I for sure have River Churn in mind. I'm gonna play Zeotor's Proving Grounds out of my yard just in case something were to happen to my ley line. And then I'm gonna go ahead and pay 3 and rock out Rikki Tikki Tavalar, Dire Overlord. 3/3 for 3. Whenever a wolf or werewolf I control deals combat damage to a player, draw a card. So in this case, it's basically just like, it's just like a curiosity. Like, he draws cards when he hits. And at the beginning of my upkeep, if I control 3 or more wolves or werewolves, it becomes night and transform and it's day bound. So
we got day and night bound.
We got day night.
Let's go.
Let's go. And it's because I'm the jackass who actually played it, I'm going to go ahead and, again, I'm being the jackass who's adding this to the game. I didn't want to. I didn't want to do this. I really didn't. But because I'm being that jackass, I'll go ahead and drag it. All right. And then. I know you did. And I don't appreciate that fact. And then I guess I have an attack on Jarvis. Or an attack on Jolly. That could be okay.
I just want to draw an untapped land on my turn. That's all I care about.
I can appreciate that. So I think actually, you know what? Fook and Weebles. Yeah, Jarvis, I'm sending Conrad your way.
I'm taking 5.
Yeah, you are. Woohoo! And I'm going to go ahead and pee the D, baby.
So yeah, when I built this deck, I took out all the game changers to make sure that it stayed in bracket 2. Power balance.
That was dumb.
You're milling 10, right?
I'm milling 12. More
for 12.
Reliquary Tower. Changing Outcast.
One so far?
My own Sir Conrad.
Yeah, buddy. So
Transforming Flourish.
That Flourish has never happened.
Champions. Crib Swap. Harabaz Druid. Forest.
So 3.
Mountain.
3.
3 Dumage.
1, 2, 3.
Hiya.
3 ain't so bad. I'm actually a little shocked at how
how next turn. Minimally Damn impactful it. This
kind of the random tapped. I did get it in Dotha Triumph.
Yeah, you did.
So I have 6 mana available. I'm gonna play a 5 drop.
Ooh.
I think that's I get a green from here, I get a red from here, and I get a white from here. Okay. Voha, Jaws of the Conclave.
That's Let's go.
So dumb.
Vigilance, Trample, and Ward 3. Whenever it attacks, put X +1/+1 counters on each creature you control, where X is the number of elves I control. And then I draw a card for each wolf I control.
Seems good.
That's all for me, folks.
All right, I don't mill anything.
And
we just go to my next turn.
It could trade with Conrad.
I suppose it could.
You know what? Okay. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to cast Sift Through Sands.
Yeah, you
draw 2 cards, then discard a card.
Dude, I love Sifting Through Sands. It's my favorite.
So bam, bam.
You know, if you waited until you had Peer Into the Abyss and the other one reached
Peer Into the Abyss. Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. I'm actually going to discard Toils of Night and Day and throw that directly into the fucking garbage.
But it's Spliceable Twiddle that's overpriced. What's wrong with that?
And I'm going to play this Mana Confluence, which I can tap in other ways. Since it's every other basically in touch, so that's nice.
Dear viewer, dear listener, I have to tell you, our text chain after we all revealed our cards like simultaneously, right? Like we locked them in and then we sent them out. The amount of shit these guys gave me for my picks, Jolly was just like, "Hey, Kamigawa, cool," and runs and jumps.
And I was
that
like,
is usually how it goes. I say, "Oh, nice, Kamigawa, cool," and then everything else happens.
I was.
I'm gonna pretend those don't exist while I'm building.
Never heard of these cards before.
I am done. Go ahead, Russ. You get to mill
a lot.
12.
One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 14.
Six, seven.
I got a mountain, Altar of Dementia. Tasha's Hideous Laughter, 3.
Dang.
Maelstrom Wanderer, 4. Watery Grave, 5. Ingot Chewer. Cavern of Souls. Commander Sphere. Muldrotha. Bayboro Elder. Steam Vents. Hang on, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4 more. Blood Crypt, Bajuka Bug, Demonic Tutor, and Ashnod's Altar.
Only 4. This so far hasn't been too terrible.
For the amount milled, this is kind of wild, yeah.
All right, now we draw.
Yeah, see, my when I built this deck, I completely ignored everything that Ham did because I'm like, yeah, these cards are awful. And I didn't ignore what Jolly entered into the deck, but my thought process on Jolly is where they were just generically good red cards that you didn't build around them.
Yeah, I just kind of threw them in. I wanted to see how they worked as just toss-ins, but...
I play Azeotaur's Proving Ground tapped.
I'm regretting playing all these Triumphs.
So am I. Not gonna lie.
So far, I haven't been punished for it.
Do I have Fulberg?
Man, Ham's face is just looking so punchable right now because of how high his life total is compared to ours.
Black.
And because
green,
it's this face. That also is part of it. Yeah.
Red. Blue.
Wait,
white,
Jelly, did you cast a spell on your turn, right? Oh, yeah, you peered. Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five.
You sifted.
All right, Fulberg. Gonna play Horde of Nations. It's a 5/5 Vigilance, Trample, Haste. For Wooburg, I may pay an elemental from my graveyard without paying its mana costs. So I'm gonna tap this here.
Oh, you cast it. Oh shit.
I'm gonna tap this here, Timeless Lotus for Wooburg. And we're gonna take a look at our graveyard to get something cool.
Well, I know the best thing you could cast, and it's not even close.
It's gotta be Maldrotha, right?
No, I would cast the Maelstrom Wanderer to cascade twice.
True.
Yeah.
Because it's not put it into play. You actually cast the card for Wooburg.
Oh, then yeah, we're totally doing the Maelstrom Wanderer.
Yeah, that's kind of like bonkers. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to play the Maelstrom Wanderer. Close my graveyard for a second.
Cascade twice.
Get to cascade twice. Exile cards from the top of your library until you exile a non-land card that costs less than 8.
And you do this 2 times. So what do we got?
Great Henge.
Pull it down, Russ. You have it so high up.
Great Henge.
Great Henge.
That's
is
9.
9.
Yeah, you got to keep going.
Flicker Wisp.
There you go, Flicker Wisp.
Interesting. And then the other one goes in the bottom of my graveyard, right?
Bottom of your library.
All right, so we'll tap that. Move to bottom of the library, and then we'll do it again. Swamp.
Keep going.
The Patchwork Banner. Let's go. I choose Elemental.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Move to the bottom of your library. And why did your screen just go all funky? Oh, there it's back.
Yep.
Looks like some lag.
Yeah. All right, so...
What are you flicker-wisping?
Wait, I'm going to flicker-wisp the Maelstrom Wanderer.
Maelstrom Wanderer is a cast, not a, you won't get to go and cascade again.
Oh, I won't get to cascade again? Well, in that case, I'm going to... let's see. It's target permanent, right?
Yeah, at the beginning of the end step is when it comes back.
So it could be something that's tapped right now that will enter untapped, like one of your lands or the elves.
Yeah, let's actually...
Or if you want to bounce my Jill, I can bounce something on my turn. Or at the end step, I can bounce like Sir Conrad or something.
That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, let's turn off Sir Conrad. I think that's a good idea. I will bounce
Jill? Okay.
Bounce Jill.
So Flicker Jill. Yep.
Yeah, Flicker Jill should come back.
Flicker Jill. Move to my second main, pass through. No, I'm sorry. Move to combat. Haha.
Yep.
Yeah, all your stuff has haste.
And all my shit has haste. So I am going to swing at. Sorry, Ham, you got the most life, buddy.
Why are you apologizing, dude? Play the game. Yeah. don't apologize. Fucking hit me. Like, I just.
Because I just hit you for 18. For 18.
How much have I hit you for this game with this stupid ass Conrad I didn't even want to put in this fucking deck? Yeah, no, you're fine. Play the game.
Yeah.
So 18.
I think about 18.
Yeah, it's about right.
Him. Everybody wants to put Sir Conrad in their deck. I don't want to hear that slander.
I play Sir Conrad in plenty of my decks because it's the strongest thing I can possibly be doing. Because he is the strongest thing I can possibly be doing. I enjoy playing in without necessarily the strongest thing you could possibly do. I find it far more fun. Anyway. All right. So on the end step, Jill bounces. Jill comes.
Sir Conrad, go back home.
Conifee Radimus back into the hand. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
And then that's all I have at Russ's end step.
All right, cool. So going to my turn. We're going to go...
And by the way, we just went through an entire cycle of the table where it just stayed day-bound. Day-night isn't that bad.
Just annoying to track. It's not particularly impactful. It's just annoying. All right, so I untap 4, so I get to mill 8. So that is Rend Flesh, Swords to Plowshares, Stomping Ground, Marsh Flats, Xander's Lounge, Island, Forest, and... Ulamog the Infinite Gyre, because I knew there were going to be mill packages at this table. So Ulamog the Infinite Gyre says when it's put into a graveyard from anywhere, its owner shuffles it into their library, or shuffles their graveyard into their library. Yeah.
You realize that if Sir Conrad was still on the board, he would have won the game right there.
No, I don't have that many creatures in my graveyard. It would have hurt, but it wouldn't have been that bad.
I I played much fairer Graveyard Recursion in Felden's Cane.
Yeah.
I think that the issue with you, Jarvis, is when you think of a bracket 2, you don't actually know what a bracket 2 is.
I think that's fair. Yeah, all right.
I think that because a bracket 2, my understanding is like a modern day precon, and most modern day precons are better than my bracket 3s.
this is probably accurate. Closer to bracket 1. When I said,
yeah, I was gonna say you're like in bracket 1 range.
I was just cutting out all the game changers to make it that it wasn't bracket 3.
I think that even if you had them, you'd be bracket 2.
Not by the rules of the brackets.
The rules of the brackets are defined as the rules of the brackets should not be adhered to strictly. So trying to claim like this is a bracket 2 because the rules are so fucking strict. The strict definition of the rules is these are not strict. So knock that shit off. It's a bad faith argument. Well, all right, I'm going to go to combat.
with the game changers, they have always said that you shouldn't go down, but you can go up.
And long ago, somebody left with the cup, and he's driving, and thinking of someone for whom
he still burns. He's going the distance.
All right, so I'm going to combat, and I'm going to slap Ross with my wolf.
How dare you?
Well, I want to draw a card, and you're the free attack, so 3 damage, and then I'm going to draw a card. God damn it. All right. And then I see a Voja and a lot of elementals. So I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and play some bracket 2 bullshit in Rout, one of my favorite sorceries that was not on anybody's list. I just liked it. It's a sorcery for 5 that says destroy all creatures that can't be regenerated. This is just Bad Wrath of God. But if you pay 7 for it, you can do it at flash speed. And I like flash wipes. They're very fun. So... But this is going to be an overpriced Wrath of God, because, yeah.
Butts
so
stuff.
Thanks for protecting my Sir Conrad. I appreciate that.
Yeah, my bad.
Womp.
All right. Sick Nasty, Nicholas Sassy, and I'm going to go ahead and pass it to Jarvis.
Yeah. Okay, so Shapesharer, Priest of Titania, Spectator Seating, Mask with Nexus. No! Imposter of the Sixth Pride, Rafine's Tower, Command Tower, Peer into the Abyss, Widespread Brutality, Radiant Performer, Captain Nagrothrod, and Steam Vents.
There they go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. More on the boundless. It is going to be choosing Human. So, all my Human spells get discounted by Wooburg. The first Human I'm going to cast is Cosmic Spider-Man, which is a spider-human hero. Has flying, first strike, trample, lifelink, and haste. And at the beginning of combat on my turn, other spiders I control gain flying, first strike, trample, lifelink, and haste until end of turn.
Hell yeah.
My second human that I'm casting for free is Lavinia, Azorius Renegade.
I see.
I can't cast any more humans because the rest of them have generic cost in their mana cost.
Yeah.
So, I am going to go to combat. I am going to swing 6 at Jolly, 6 at Russ, and 3 at... and 3 at Ham.
Yeah, it takes 6.
Wait, why does she get to attack?
Never mind. She's not a spider. Untap. Oops. So never mind. Not 3 at Ham.
So how much am I taking?
She's not a spider. Only spiders do. Sorry. So she's not attacking. So 6 and 6 at Jolly and Russ.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I took Commander.
I just take
right?
my 6.
And yes, you are taking Commander, Jolly. And I am getting 12, going to 28.
Alrighty.
I'm not worried about dying to life points. I'm worried about dying to mill because I think I'm the one that's least prepared for the mill.
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out. Is it me otherwise?
It is you.
1, 2, 3. What am I milling? I'm milling a Plains, a Ject Reluctant Guardian, a Vault of Champions, a
I was supposed to be drawing so many cards.
Orzhov Scion. a Zathra Necromancer, and the Colossus Hammer. No!
No!
And then I draw my card for turn. Okay, hold on. Let me check my graveyard real quick.
Yeah, take a peek. What are we working with?
I don't think we're working with much.
I'm glad I don't have card advantage in this deck, because I'd probably be decked out right now.
Possible.
Oh, no, we actually can. Hold on.
Wait,
one, what? Two, three. We're going to play Eddie Brock. When Eddie Brock enters, I return a creature with mana value one or less from my graveyard to the battlefield. I'm going to grab my, where are you, you piece of garbage? My Noble Hierarch.
Let's go.
Let's go.
So it's got Exalted and other some such. So there we go. We got it. I pass the turn, I guess. Go ahead, Russ.
All right. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that's 12. We got yep. Land of War Elves, Sir Conrad, Island, Tangled Fullerhedron, Bloom Tender, Bright Hearth Banneret, Avacyn's Pilgrim, Radiant Performer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Toils of Night and Day, darn it, and a Sol Ring. Then I draw.
What's everybody's library look like?
39.
I still have 61.
I'm at 45.
I'm down to 84.
Shut the fuck up, Pam.
Well, what I am happy about is that I don't think that Ham or Jarvis have milled their Mesmeric Orbs yet.
That is correct, sir.
That may be true. Yeah.
I might also not play it if I do.
I'm going to play a Jetner's Garden for turn.
Yeah,
it comes
in
tapped. Oh, in
your position, that might not be wise, yeah.
Tap the Timeless Lotus for Wooburg, and then 1, 2 to play my commander again. Although it dawns on me that I can't use it because of Lavinia.
Why? Lavinia doesn't stop that.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. It stops.
Because you'd be spending no mana to cast it.
Oh, okay. It's
it is
nine.
Technically
it
no mana.
Casting cost. Yeah.
So it totally like fucks me over. And then I pass.
Well, wait, hold on. You still have a 5/5 Vigilance Trample Haster.
Oh, it does have haste. Actually, I can do one more thing too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That land you wanted to tap, did it tap?
Gigantha,
there you go.
The Wellspring. 5/5, add Wooburg. And then I'm going to swing at Jarvis for 5.
Okay.
It's got Vigilance, so you don't have to tap it.
Even better. Then I pass.
And I'm debating whether or not to tap this mountain on your end step. Do I want to mill more?
Do it.
Go for
it.
Yeah. There's no Sir Conrad's in play right now, so I think everything's good.
All right, cool. But I have at least one Truffle Titan in here. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lands that I'm going to go ahead and untap, which means I get to mill 12.
Yeah, you do.
So let's see. We got the Colossus Hammer, Radiant Performer, Zagoth Triome, Chromatic Lantern, Jetmir's Garden, Reweave, which is more arcane.
Hell yeah, Reweave! Okay.
Yeah, buddy. Desperate Ritual, Steam Vents, Rogren Triome, Cosmic Rebirth, which I think is underrated in general, Regrowth, which is very similar, and there's Tatiova again. All right, well, neat. So those are all in my graveyard. And then I still am rocking the Crucible. Crucible?
I also get to draw for turn.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Thanks. That's the thing I do get to do. You're right.
Well, that's why I mill first, and then if you mill first and then you click next turn, it'll just untap and draw.
No, that's not a bad idea. But technically, that's not how it works. All right, I'm going to play a Bloodstained Myers, my land for turn.
I know it's not technically how it works, but it makes it easier on Moxilla.
Ham, you don't even have to sacrifice it. We got the ley lines.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Shit. Okay, you're right. That is an untapped land that just chill there. All right, cool.
Baby,
so I'm going to go.
Always. Ley line, respect ley line.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I'm very curious what that foretell card is, and I have a sneaking suspicion I'm about to see it. So, I'm going to go ahead and cast Sir Conrad, and I suspect I'm about to get a Noble Hierarch. Yes, no, any responses?
That doesn't seem like the kind of foretell card that Jolly would play.
Yeah, I don't
Mystical
have
Dispute?
Oh, no.
Really? Or no, Mystic Reflection?
Mystic Reflection is absolutely... no, that Mystical. Is 1,000% a card I would play. It's not what I'm playing.
I'm about to say. That feels jolly as hell.
I was thinking of Saw It Coming. But no, that's not one you
No, 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 no. Not Saw It Coming, but Mystic Reflection. Oh, hell yeah. All right, I'm going to go ahead and tap two for a Mesmeric Orb.
God,
I understand I'm probably dead to spiders here, but let's see what happens. Yeah, I'm going to pass that turn. So, Jarvis, take a record, sir.
I want to be milling 27.
Correct. And taking Conrad Pigs in the process, which I'm very hopeful
for. Mascot.
Uno.
Universal Automaton.
We got two.
Sparse Headquarters. The Ur-Dragon.
Oof.
The Unspeakable. Plains.
Help me out here.
Tovalar.
Rikki-Tikki-Tavi. Yep.
Possibility Storm. And Secret Foundry is the first nine. Unsettled Mariner. The World Tree. Hollowed Fountain. Tasha City Slaughter. Reaper King. Firebelly Changeling. That's six. Taurian Mauler, seven. Sift Through Sins, eight. And Magda is nine. And last nine.
That's 10.
Arcane Signet. Spire Garden.
That was 10 cards.
Leyline
are
the
we still going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Zeotor's Proving Ground.
Yeah, he's got 26.
Rogren Triumph. Reese Remiss. Three more. Prisoner's Dilemma. Blades of Elspeth. And Reflections of Lit Yara.
So
yeah,
10
creatures. Yep.
I go to 7.
I'm at 4.
I go to 13.
Yikes.
Yikes and Sykes.
Okay. 1, 2. Hero Blade Elite. Heron Blade Elite. It is a human warrior with vigilance, and whenever another human enters the battlefield under your control, gets a +1/+1 counter. And then it taps for one mana of any color where it's equal to its power.
Mm.
1. A Woodland Changeling, which is also a spider. But it gives... Mm. This a counter. And then 1, 2. Bruvac is back. And I am now Jazz Hands.
Okay. That's another human. You get another counter, right?
Yes.
I think you just have to swing all in at ham, unfortunately.
Don't want to swing all in at ham.
Well, then we will lose. Like, that's kind of where we're at, especially because of the Bruvac.
Here's my problem. I might just lose no matter what.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So then do everybody a favor, take ham with you.
That wouldn't be doing me a favor. Classic king-making scenario, but you kind of have to. Like, because
well,
not doing anything just gives it to me, probably.
Well,
right?
Here's where I'm thinking. Neither Jolly or Russ have flying or reach either. Mm-hmm. So I could just go and be like, hey, I'm gonna guarantee myself second place.
Sorry, guys. Give me a sec. My cat spilled a gigantic thing of water.
Actually, now that I actually just thought about it, that's actually my best bet. And let me walk you through on why it's my best bet to try to kill the two of you.
You won't kill
me. So you
me.
Don't think that I'm just not taking Ham out. If I kill the
you
two of you...
You won't kill me and Ham will probably win. I'm telling you that right now. If you come at me, Ham will win.
Well, Here's my thought process on why it would be the best to get rid of the two of you. It gets rid of two Mesmeric Orbs. Because right now I only have 17 cards left in my library.
Right, so yeah.
I'm literally, whether I kill him and leave the two of you alive, or kill the two of you and leave him alive, I'm better off with him because I only have the one Mesmeric Orb, and I'm not going to be milling 17. Where if I leave the two of you alive, I'm going to be milling the rest of my library out.
Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, I get what you're saying, but I will have to attempt to keep myself alive in whatever way I can. So if you're going to come at me for lethal, I'm going to do what I can to not die.
And that's where my only thought process is on the entire thing.
Because, I mean, if you swing enough at Ham to make him have to block, like...
He won't have to block. Because
it's all flying. Like, the stuff that would be coming to me would be flying, right?
I'd be 12. I could swing for... Well, it'd be 15. I could only swing for... Well, I could swing for 18, with three of it being Lavinia. But, like I said, Conrad isn't the... Like, the mill is more damaging to me than Conrad is.
I mean, I guess that's true. But if you have a Bruvac and he still has out Conrad, he still has a Mesmeric Orb. He's milling twice as many things to potentially...
But he has Ulamog.
Creatures. I know. So any creatures that get shuffled, that get put into his graveyard before he hits Ulamog, go back in and can potentially rebuild.
But my spiders also gain lifelink. So that's why I'm not worried about the damage.
Gotcha. Okay, I see what you're saying. I understand why you might have to make the decision that you have to make, but I'm telling you, it's not going to work. go ahead and make it, and then we'll move it along.
I think I have to do it because I think it's my best chance of not dying on my next turn.
I got you. I understand.
Even though I really want to go and punch him in the face.
I get it. Hey, and you could, but I know why you won't.
I'm super punchable.
And I get it. So you do what needs to be done.
So I am going to send Cosmic Spider-Man at Russ for 6. And Morophon and the Woodland Changeling at Jolly for 9.
For 9?
And no other attacks.
Do I have any Reachers? No other attacks. How much is going at Russ?
6.
6.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna do this to keep Russ alive. Because I can't save myself because Morophon and the other thing are changelings. But I will try to save Russ. I'm gonna cast Moon Mist. I'm gonna transform all humans and then prevent all combat damage that we dealt this turn by creatures other than werewolves and wolves. So Morophon and the changeling will still kill me, but the Spider-Man will not deal any damage to Russ.
Okay.
And I get to transform my Eddie Brock.
So then I will gain 9 and go up to 22.
You will gain 9. You'll go up to 22. Where's my... How do I flip? What's the flip? Because that does happen before I die. There we go. Yeah! Does this have reach? It doesn't. So he fucks off.
That would have been dope, honestly.
So now that you're dead, what's the foretell card?
Yeah, on my turn, I was gonna, well, I couldn't because of the Lavinia unless I drew a land, but, that's wrong. It was gonna be, a Haunting Voyage to bring back all my humans.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. I like that.
I couldn't get it. All right, Russ, I'm rooting for you.
All right,
That's it for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You're only milling 8 9. This time.
9.
No, I'm milling 18. Because of Ham.
18. No, there's only one Mesmeric. Oh, yeah, no, there's 2. A Bruvac. Yeah. Just so don't hit 4 creatures.
It's 36. It's 36 that he's milling.
Oh, why is it 36? Yeah.
Because you have one too. Yeah.
Well, no, Ham has Bruvac. One. Russ has one, and they each mill double.
All right, so I just took the top 36 off my life.
Okay, how many creatures are there?
Well, you upon the fourth creature, you would die because they each
Are there at least
therefore
four
Jarvis
creatures
takes
in
four.
There.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's absolutely seven. There's absolutely four creatures in there. Yeah, I just
so then I'll just take them.
So,
I'll just take four.
So yeah, Jarvis, you would take four, and then Russ would die.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, hey, I'm rooting for you.
Appreciate that. All right, so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So I'm milling 14.
Yes.
14, let's go.
Right? Ulamog.
All right, so how many creatures are in your graveyard right now? Because those are all going to trigger on the shuffle back.
I think I'm dead.
We'll see. It was mostly land. So I have a Radiant Performer, Tatiova, and Tavalar. So I've got three in there. So Ulamog hits. That's one trigger.
Right now and go down to 13.
Yep.
And that was just
and
the first
so, and that's,
orb.
That was the first mill. So yeah. These go back to the library. The library gets shuffled. And then I need to bring 13 out. So Hallowed Fountain, Regrowth, Steam Vents, Choice of Damnations.
Choice of Damnations. Yes.
Triumph. Forest. I figured I'd get you with that one. Reweave. Marsh Flats.
Oh no.
Terra Sunder. Savai Triome. Dampen Thought. Shaldra the Apocalypse. And then there's one more, if I'm not mistaken, which is a Breach the Multiverse. So that was kind of poop garbage.
I take one.
One additional one.
Yeah, that is dude. That is wild that you hit. Okay, what do you draw though?
Not what I would like in this scenario. So my land for turn is gonna go ahead and be one of the gonna be this forest from my yard.
There you go.
Sure. Right?
Come on, Ham. Let's go, Sir Conrad exclusively.
Yeah, exactly. Just Sir Conrad. So
play your brew bags.
I'd like to. So I'm gonna play a Sift Through Sand, see if I can go find it. Draw two, discard one.
Yeah,
that was doo-doo poop ass garbage. I'm gonna discard
a creature.
I'll discard a Blood Crypt. I would have loved to do that. That would have been fantastic. All right. So, Jarvis, you're currently Jazz Hands. You have the hands of Jazz. So I'm going to Rend Flesh your Spooter Dude, your Cosmic Spider-Man. Rend Flesh, destroy target non-spirit creature for three. Also Arcane, so the Unspeakable can bring it back. No big deal, just saying.
And I'll lose one.
Yeah, you do lose one. And then I'm going to pay two for a power balance. And pass the turn, I guess. Like, sucked. That was due to poop garbage. All right.
Yeah,
that was
not great.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That should have been
fantastic. I milled 7. So Lava Brink Floodgates, Black Market Connections, Undergrowth Stadium, Thrumming Hive Pool, Felden's Cane, you know, the one piece I put in here.
Yeah.
Swamp, and Reflecting Pool.
Nothing.
I swear, when people play Counter-Strike against me, it absolutely slaps. What the hell? What's going on
here? I mean, to be fair, it killed me and Russ. Right?
I mean, okay, yeah, you're not wrong, but I'm still bitter. Yeah.
I'm
it's not going to
win
the game, though, so it doesn't really
two
count.
Mana for a Realm Walker. Nice. I am going to choose Humans, just because that's what I've chosen for everything else. And I may look at the top part of my library at any time, and I may cast spells from the top of my library. What's the top?
Creature
spells.
That, right? Or am I tripping?
What?
Oh, yeah, no, that triggers
the top card of my library. If I do, I may cast that card without paying its mana cost. So, Realm
Walker is
a three. So let's go ahead and...
Reveal.
Flip top? View tap card. No, where's the...
I would say just throw it onto the board and just put it back on top.
Player with top revealed, that's a Rafine's Tower.
And my Woodland Changeling, no, my Heron Blade Elite gets a counter.
Nice.
My top card has to be a creature that shares a type with it for it to matter. I'm not getting life anymore. This is going to be rough. I want to go to combat. I want to swing at him for 6. 11. My hero, Heron Blade Elite, has the vigilance. The vigilance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 5/5.
Well, I guess I will... And you have no cards in hand?
Actually, no. Let me... How many... Yeah. Actually, just need to redo math.
Yeah.
Because I just thought of something. Realmwalker can't attack this turn, but everything else I have can.
Yep.
And you're at 18.
Getting +1/+1.
So 2, 5, 8. So that actually, I would make it that you have to block, but you never mind. I'm not going to do it because you have to block, but you didn't have to block one of the big ones, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm just going to swing for 11.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No block then, and I go down 7.
And that's it for me.
Greedy baby. So I'm good to mill 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16.
16. Let's go.
16. I'm just going to set these aside. Let's go. All right. That Rafine's Tower. Tatiova.
1.
Spelunkables. Auroral Procession. How many did I say? 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, 16. Okay.
2.
Tavalar. All right. Kozilek, Butcher of Truth, which is another shovel
titan. How many creatures do you currently have in your...
Not enough. That of that, I am quite confident.
Because I know right now from what you have, I'm going to be taking 6 just from what you put out, already milled. For that,
Sheldred
7.
Is in... Of the grave in the graveyard, I have Shelter of the Apocalypse, but other than that,
I'll take 7 going down to 4.
Right, and that this has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I still have 11 cards.
9
that I need to mill. 9?
Right. Yeah, because you said 16. Yeah.
I did. Wait, you're listening to what I said? What are you doing? Anyway,
it's life or death, I have to.
What now?
When it's life or death, I have to.
Well, that's fair. Back to the library, and we're shuffling, and we're shuffling. All right, so we got 9 more to mill here. It's Kodama's Reach. Route. Back again. Zagoth Triome. Radiant Performer. Ping, ping. Unamog, the Infinite Gyre. We're back, baby. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, because that's 2 more pings, plus the shuffle back in.
Ping in, ping in, ping back. Yep, all right.
So you did win with Sir Conrad.
Yay, Sir Conrad with Shuffle Titans. Yeah, yay, Ham won with exclusively Sir Conrad and the Spirit Corps. What a game of magic, baby.
So that Render Flesh was clutch.
Run Flesh, baby. Yeah, who knew?
It was definitely clutch because that kept you in it.
The lifelink was the key. Yeah, for your future success. Yeah, 100%.
Also, you didn't have any flying or reach, so I would have just been able to fly in.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. But yeah. And knowing that everyone was going to be rocking so many damn mill cards, I just figured the Shuffle Titans were, like, unfair. So I meta-gamed this pretty hard. And
I think we all did.
I 100% meta this.
I had a guy's blessing in it.
I only had 9 cards left in my graveyard. I mean, left in my library. So that's why I was also, like, being careful.
Oh, the clock was on. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
The card that was on top was Call the Spirit Dragons.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I wanted to try to win with Call the Spirit Dragons.
Oh, that would have been cool. The only thing, because we got to see Russ do his recursion, because Russ built around all the mill too, which was smart. I built my whole deck around a Tovalar. And I ran a Ruka Morel so that if I had out all of my transforming humans, I could have them also be werewolves. And so if Tovalar was in play at the end step, I would sacrifice all of my human werewolves, which would be every creature that I had. And so I was trying to just do stupid flips with Peter Parker and all of the Final Fantasy Legends is what I was going for. I got it with a Moon Mist and an Eddie Brock, but I didn't get the Tovalar up. And then I also, it was good if I got out a bunch of creatures and then got a Negrothrod of whatever, the horror. Because then I could just be like, okay, all my humans are horrors now, and we go that direction. Well,
the reason why I went with the Typal was because of, I'm like, wait a minute, there's both Tovelard and Captain Negothrod. Tovelard cares about werewolves. Captain Negothrod cares about horrors. Let's just play both of them.
That's kind of why I put Maskwood Nexus
every
in.
Every creature people included except for him were humans. And I was like, okay, people like humans this time. So I guess I'm going to go humans. And that's where I was at.
Yeah. And yeah, with mine, it was all like generic value stuff. But I did have a bunch of like goofy ass arcane cards in here because I thought it would just be fun to try. You know, like Evermind, Dampen Thought, Clean Fall, Choice of Damnations. I did have River Churn in here because, you know, of course.
And I looked at the rest of my library to see what I would have had to be at to not die. As long as you wouldn't have killed me. I mean, as long as you would have left me at one, so not killed me. I wouldn't have hit a creature in the top three cards. Creature was four down. So I would...
Yeah.
I would have lived.
That's awesome. I also did have a Mizzix Mastery in here as a way to recast all of those arcane pieces just to hit Unspeakable.
Were you running the Kieran that care about whenever you cast a spirit or arcane spell? Were you running those or no?
I wasn't, but I really should have.
Yeah. Because I almost pivoted, but I was like, this already took me so long to put this version together, but I was like, I kind of want a hard pivot into spirit. Arcane Kieran.
Spirit Arcane BS. Yeah. Dude, Rend Flesh is actually not a bad kill spell. At least it wasn't a bad old kill spell by today's standards. Pretty lame. But like, back when like Dark Vanishing and Terror were the things, like non spirit creature, that's most creatures. Like, instant speed kill spell for three. Sweet. Like, that's.
Ironically,
amazing,
it doesn't kill probably half of Jarvis's deck, but
yeah, that was
you did manage to kill the one thing you needed to.
I had Rend Flesh in my hand the turn before, but for some reason I just thought I couldn't kill the Spider-Man, and I was like, hold up, wait a minute. Like, it ended up playing out okay, but yeah. It was like, wait, you're not a spirit. Everything else is, though. Yeah, anyway. But that was fun. So yeah, thanks, guys. This was the wildest challenge we've had in some time, and yeah. Well done. I appreciate that everybody took a different approach to it. I really do appreciate Horde of Notions, like, to take advantage of the fact that the graveyard was going to get loaded. Like, that's really clean. I love that.
Elementals. I think it's a cool deck.
No, I do that too. Yeah. And Typal is always a good time. Let's be real. So yeah, good stuff. So thanks, guys. This is fun. And viewers or listeners, if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, holy cow, you're awesome. Also, everybody who made it to the end of the video, I know that making it to the end of a YouTube video is just slightly more difficult than running the Boston Marathon. So thank you for doing that for us. We do really appreciate it. It means a lot. And if you haven't liked it, subscribe. I know that's also incredibly challenging, but if you wouldn't mind, it would mean the world to us. We really appreciate it. But anyway, y'all are awesome. Gentlemen, always a good time. And
scene.
I don't know why I'm shitting on people who make it to the end of YouTube videos, but I think that's anyway.